sure could use a little good news today.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM present Feel Good Friday, brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, home of great daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills best steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Bruff Sports Bar and Grill want to thank their amazing customers for their understanding, patience, and support over the past couple of weeks. Bruff's is adjusting their limited hour schedule. Now through Saturday, September 11th, Bruff's will be open from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Normal full-time business hours are coming soon. Bruff's open 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. now through this Saturday. Bruff's Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Just about anyone who's ever been on a hunting trip knows there's a lot of time spent waiting. And most hunters will pass the time swapping stories of their previous triumphs with more than a little bit of embellishment involved. However, those stories typically don't leave the hunting blind or tree stand. Well, one local hunter has a story that went well beyond the hunting grounds. In fact, it's been shared on a national level. Back in 2019, Brian Butcher made national headlines after a routine hunt ended with him killing a potential world record buck. Butcher admits he was trying to keep things quiet at the beginning.
Nobody really knew anything about it. I honestly just kind of wanted to keep it that way until I had an official score, because there's, I think, only like 5 bucks that have been hunted that score over 300 inches. And I didn't want to be the guy going out there saying I did it and then have it officially scored and be wrong.
Well, that 67-point buck received a net score of 321 3/8, which makes Butcher's buck the second largest non-typical whitetail ever taken by a hunter. Once word got out, the media attention began flying in, and Butcher says the most important thing for him during that time was staying humble.
I feel like I work as hard keeping my ego in check nowadays as doing anything, because it will get you excited.
Butcher says he's proud of the accomplishment, and it did take some skill to bring the buck down, but he says there was also quite a bit of luck involved.
I was going to hunt in a different spot. The only reason I didn't hunt in the stand that I intended to hunt out of was because there were cattle out.
While Butcher's story has been prominently featured in news articles and outdoor sporting media, there's soon going to be another outlet for residents to hear and see the details of his one-of-a-kind story, The Silver Screen.
There's a group of guys that are making a film, and just a kind of following of my journey and, you know, what it's like to shoot a potential world record.
Now, even if the media attention and notoriety hadn't come following his accomplishment, at least Butcher can now say he has a story that nobody can ever top, and there's no embellishment required. For Feel Good Friday, I'm Tegan Trahoon.
Wow! I feel good!
Feel Good Friday, brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, home of great daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills best steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff's, 2640 West 18th. On KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local.